Family, let's talk to the number one football caller in the country, yes. Simon Hill, Channel 10 Live, 7 o'clock tonight. The Socceroos take on, well, a very, very important game. And
he's going to let you make a team up
now.
No,
we're playing Vietnam, and he joins us on the Rush Hour live in Adelaide. G'day, Simon. Thanks for your time, mate.
How are you guys? You all right?
Bit of dead air in my head there, mate, being from Scotland, as you can appreciate.
It's all the whiskey.
It's all the bloody whiskey.
Now, this is a must-win game by our boys to qualify for the World Cup, but no Graham Arnold, the manager.
No, although it's possible he could be in the stands if he returns a negative COVID test today. He won't be in the technical zone. It'll be René Mullenstein who will take over. I don't think that will matter too much, to be honest. And it's about, really, how the Socceroos perform, because they're up against, with respect, the weakest team in the section. They've played six games. They're yet to win a point. Australia at home, big crowd behind them. There's no excuses tonight. They should win, and they should win quite comfortably. And they have to.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they haven't won the last three games, and those drop points have now put them in a rather precarious position. So the margin for error now is zero.
Ooh. So it is... So Vietnam, the scoreline doesn't matter. It's 1-0, 2-0, 5-0. Doesn't matter?
Well, look, it matters, because it could come down to goal difference in the end, but it's about 3 points. These next two games they've got in the next 4 or 5 days, they play Vietnam tonight, and then they play Oman. I think it's Wednesday morning our time over in the Middle East. And those two games are must-win matches both, because Japan and Saudi Arabia are ahead of us, and only the top two qualify. Now, that we finish off these qualifiers by playing Japan at home in Sydney in March, and then we go to Saudi Arabia for the final game. So qualification will hinge upon those two games, but we've got to keep winning in the meantime, if you see what I mean. If we slip up against these two nations, well, you can forget automatic qualification, and then we're going to have to go through the vagaries of the playoffs again, like we've done so many times before, and we don't particularly want that, because it's tricky.
If we don't win this one, we don't deserve to make it, to be honest.
Correct.
Without a coach, does that make a big difference? We saw the English test team recently play a test without their coach.
That was their best result.
It was actually their best result. Are the players looking forward to not having Graham Arnold there?
Well, that's a matter for debate. I suppose you have to ask them that, but... Nah, look, Arnie's been involved in all the pre-game stuff. Obviously, with the new technology these days, I think he's been appearing by a video link or FaceTime or whatever it is. So he's been fully involved in all the preparation. He just hasn't physically been in a team hotel or been able to be at the training sessions. But this is still very much his team, and he'll be watching, be it in the stadium or on the TV and listening to me dribble at home. But René Mullenstein, knows exactly what he wants. So I don't think it'll make too much difference tonight. It's possible, if they were up against one of the heavyweights of the region, if it was Japan or Saudi Arabia, you'd think, it'd be much better if Arnie was actually there. You don't want to leave anything to chance. But again, with respect, Vietnam are not the strongest team in the group, and they should win tonight. If they don't, as you rightly say, they do not deserve to be at a World Cup.
Simon, where do you rate Sammy Kerr? She's now the number one scorer, best Australian soccer goal scorer. Past Tim Cowell, who was a superstar.
I can't get it out.
Australia Day's cooked me. shut your mouth, Phil.
Let me do it for you.
Sammy Kerr, is she the greatest ever striker playing at this great game of ours?
She's the leading Australian goal scorer of all time.
There we go. Take note, Jack.
Yeah, it's obviously, men's football and women's football is different. But she is the greatest of all time. There's no doubt about that. Timmy Cahill paid tribute to her as well. I think we can celebrate both. I don't think we have to make it a competition. I think there's too much of that these days. The old saying or the new saying is, it's not men's football, it's not women's football, it's just football. And we can celebrate both. They're both great champions.
Simon, can I ask you about Adelaide United and what you've thought of their start to the season?
Stuttering in many respects.
A bit like me.
They've obviously had too many draws. A bit like you, yeah. They've had too many draws. I actually think that their play has been better than the points return that they've got. And obviously they had a good win against Brisbane, and Goodwin was the key phrase because he scored two. He's part of the Socceroos squad tonight, by the way. He might get on. So I hope that's the start of a run for them. I think they've got a good squad of players. Obviously, they've lost Ben Halloran, which is unfortunate. They're about to lose Stephen Mork, who's another key player. How much does that affect them? They've had COVID issues. That's not an excuse. Every team's had issues with COVID. I still think they'll be in the finals come the end of the season. I'm not saying they're going to win it, but I think they've got a good enough squad to be in the top six as a bare minimum.
Mate, can't wait to listen to you tonight on Channel 10 Live. Australia Socceroos take on Vietnam. Simon Hill, you're a superstar. Thanks for putting up with me today.
No worries, guys. You have a good week.
See, thanks, there Simon. He is, Simon Hill, the best caller in the country, knows his stuff, and I have to apologise. I'm not with it in this second hour.
So who are they playing again?
We're playing Vietnam.
Yes. They're playing a really good, very good game, and they're playing soccer, and it's going to be a good night.
What are you laughing for, G? I've just had I had a couple of frothies yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, too many.
A bit cloudy.
Maz had to wake me up.